Welcome to the April 2nd, 2019 edition of the Crypto.IQ Daily Radio Show, where we do a deep dive market analysis every day and cover the biggest stories in the Bitcoin and crypto space. This is your host, Space Marine, live from space. So it finally happened. Bitcoin shattered the $4,200 resistance level, and just like we thought, that resistance level held the keys for a real Bitcoin rally. Bitcoin rallied from about less than $4,200 all the way to $5,080 and went up $900 in the span of 1 or 2 hours just after midnight. So this $4,200 resistance level has been in place since December. In December it was tested and Bitcoin was pushed back hard. Same in January and February. But finally, here at the beginning of April, we have broken $4,200. And this brings some new optimism to the crypto markets. So Reuters actually did an investigation of what exactly happened here. There's no particular fundamental reason that Bitcoin rallied so much overnight. There is a lot of buying pressure, especially since early February. Bitcoin was on pretty much a constant uptrend, and the 30-day exponential moving average EMA of Bitcoin was rising for the first time since November. So we had lots of buying pressure in place already. The market wanted to go up. But what broke the cap was that a whale bought $100 million of Bitcoin at once. They bought 20,000 Bitcoins. And they did it on three different exchanges with an algorithm. And they did it in a way that triggered pretty much a short squeeze. So once they bought their 20,000 Bitcoins on the three different exchanges, they triggered short squeezes. And it became one massive short squeeze. And what is a short squeeze? Well, it's basically when a short order is closed, Bitcoins must be bought to cover the short order. And then when Bitcoins are bought to cover the short order, the price of Bitcoin rises. And then the price of Bitcoin rising causes other short orders to have to be closed. And more Bitcoins are bought, the price of Bitcoin rises. And it happens in a rapid feedback loop. So we saw like a rapid feedback loop for like an hour or two. And Bitcoin was just skyrocketing. It was crazy. I was watching it. It was just going up like $100 in a minute at times. So it went all the way to 5,080. And then it went above its equilibrium. That's usually what happens with a big short squeeze like this. This is like a classic big short squeeze. So Bitcoin was then trying to find equilibrium, went below $4,700, but now it's at $4,800. It appears it's at a nice steady state now. So it's kind of like these gains are locked in. It's at $4,800. And there's probably resistance somewhere around $5,000, maybe. That's the only resistance we can possibly ascertain based on this data. It's probably around $5,000, maybe $5,100. But in general, since Bitcoin broke through that long-term resistance level, things are very bullish, and I think the trend is going to be upwards. There was already a lot of buying pressure in the market, and these resistance levels at 3,900, 4,000, and 4,200 were really holding the market down. It was kind of like a cap on like a boiling pot, and then once you take the cap off, all the steam rises. That's kind of like the market. And the rest of the crypto market is continuing the rally. It's actually, the total crypto market cap is rising to new highs as I speak. So basically, because Bitcoin rallied so much, now everyone's waking up in like the United States. It's early morning hours in the United States. Well, it's actually around 10 a.m. So everyone's waking up and they're buying all those other cryptos. So all the other cryptos are rallying a lot right now, and that's going to drag the market upwards. So basically, Bitcoin could start a rally for sure. Bitcoin usually leads the market. Sometimes the rest of the cryptos can lead the market too and make Bitcoin go up. So basically, we saw Bitcoin go up a lot, and now the other cryptocurrencies are going up a lot, like right now. So maybe because of all the other cryptocurrencies rallying, like all the major cryptocurrencies, that could drag Bitcoin upwards throughout the next day or so, and maybe that'll continue. So moving into the other cryptos for this market analysis, Ethereum is up 12%. So Bitcoin, by the way, is up 15.5% in the past 24 hours. That's pretty astonishing. We rarely see that. Ethereum is up 12%. It's near $160, $16.8 billion market cap. Major jump in the market cap for Ethereum. And remember, Ethereum used to be below $100. It was actually as low as maybe $90 during the worst of the bear market. And Bitcoin was back at $3,100. So anyone that invested in like mid-December, the worst of the bear market when everyone really thought the crypto market was collapsing, like they made tons of money. Like we're talking profit margins easily over 50%. And then if you could look at Litecoin. Litecoin's at $71 right now. It's up 16% in the past 24 hours. Litecoin rose from like $24. So Litecoin is up like 200% since its bear market low. So there's like major gains for people that invested during the bear market lows. Ripple is up 9%. EOS is up 13.3%. And by the way, it's really optimistic to see Litecoin rallying like this. Litecoin was helping to lead the rally during the past month or so. Like, it was helping pull the market upwards. So Litecoin is not missing a beat here. And it's once again rallying like crazy. And that's very positive for the whole market. Bitcoin Cash is up 18%. It's near $200. We have not seen Bitcoin Cash at $200 in a long time. $3.5 billion market cap. So Bitcoin Cash almost totally wrecked itself during that hard fork that created Bitcoin SV in November. That crashed the whole market. Well, anyways, Bitcoin Cash is recovering and coming back. $200 for Bitcoin Cash. Binance Coin up 7.7%. That's a lot weaker than some of the other cryptos, but that's still a decent gain. Not to be taken for granted. Binance Coin is approaching $20. And that Binance DEX, there's still no news that it's launching because Binance Coin originally started to rally because of the announcement of the Binance DEX, and they're on the testnet still. And the Binance DEX has the potential to be the biggest decentralized exchange in the world, and it's going to use the Binance chain. And the only coin to use on the Binance chain is Binance Coin for transaction fees. So that's why Binance Coin has risen to number 7 on CoinMarketCap with a market cap of $2.7 billion. Stellar is up almost 10%. Cardano is up 17%. Cardano's been doing really good the past couple weeks, and, you know, it's following the rest of the market today, but it was doing better than the market a lot over the past week or two. Tron is up 13%. Bitcoin SV up 11%. A rare rally for Bitcoin SV, but everything's rallying today. Bitcoin SV is still down there at $72. It used to be over $100 right around when it launched. Maybe you can get back to that when the whole market rallies. And that shows Bitcoin SV is not particularly liked by, like, the crypto world. But everything rallies when there's a rally like this. So even the worst coins, like I can go way down the list of coins I never usually talk about on this market analysis. Like everything's rallying probably. So that kind of shows how the crypto market works. Like even like really obscure altcoins can rally a lot on days like today. And in general, if there's a major rally in the long term at some point, all the coins will probably go up. Monero is up 15%. Monero was doing really good yesterday. So Monero and Dash, actually, Dash is up 12%. They were kind of like leading indicators for this rally. Monero and Dash were rallying a lot yesterday before the Bitcoin rally. And now we see IOTA's up 10%. But Dogecoin, I want to talk about Dogecoin. So Dogecoin's up 3%. But here's the cool thing about Dogecoin. It went up 18% yesterday morning, way before this rally happened. So Dogecoin was the real leading indicator, along with Monero and Dash. But especially Dogecoin. Something happened with Dogecoin. It just went up 18%, and it was kind of like inexplicable. It's like, what's happening here? Well, Dogecoin was the real leading indicator for this rally, and that's a little mysterious, but that's why it's important to watch the other major cryptocurrencies, even Dogecoin, because if Dogecoin's going up a lot, that might be an indication that something's about to happen with the whole rest of the market. So I'm always careful to watch if there's a major crypto going up over 10%. That could be a really good sign. And with Dogecoin, that's exactly what happened. It went up 18% yesterday morning. It's not up much today, only 3%, but it still was somehow a leading indicator for the Bitcoin rally. So the total crypto market cap has gained a lot from this rally. It was at $147 billion before the rally started, and that was already pretty good. Like, we're talking that's like 47% above the bear market low of $100 billion. And over the past weeks and months, it's really been gaining consistently on average. So $147 billion was good to begin with, and then it spiked all the way to $163.5 billion. So it gained $16.5 billion in the span of a couple hours. And then to show that effect I was talking about, how Bitcoin rallied and now all the rest of the cryptos are rallying, the total crypto market cap is actually higher now than it was during the peak of Bitcoin's rally in the early morning hours. So Bitcoin like hit its peak near 5,080, and then it dropped, and now it's at 4,800. Well, the total crypto market cap has kept going up because the rest of the cryptocurrencies kind of got activated by Bitcoin's massive spike, and now they're really spiking and gaining a lot. So the total crypto market cap is actually at $165 billion right now. So that's a gain of $18 billion. So now the total crypto market cap is 65% above the bear market lows in mid-December. So people are actually making a lot of money on cryptocurrency in general right now. So that's bringing life back to the market. It's bringing money back to the market. And this sort of thing could have a positive feedback loop if the conditions are favorable, and they might be. Basically, people will see that there's a lot of money being made with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency, and that might cause like institutional investors and investors in general to put money into it, and that could cause the price to keep going up. So we'll see how that plays out. Things are looking very bullish, though. It almost doesn't even feel like a bear market right now. I think it's a little too soon to say the bear market is over, but a rally like this is almost enough to say, yes, the bottom was in mid-December at $3,100. But I would like to wait maybe another month and see how Bitcoin progresses from here to see if this is not a fluke, to see if Bitcoin keeps going up or at least holds this price. But it's starting to feel like the bottom already happened. We might still be in a bear market. The bears might come back and have some, you know, cause some bad days. But it feels like things are recovering. So we'll see how this progresses. Moving on to the first interesting story of the day. So apparently a Swiss fintech firm called Amun AG has launched a Ripple exchange-traded product, ETP. And that's kind of like an ETF, exchange-traded fund. So institutional investors can buy this on like stock trading platforms in Switzerland. It's on a Swiss stock exchange. So that's good news for Ripple. It doesn't really have any bearing on the United States market. There's still no exchange-traded products or ETFs for Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. There was one Bitcoin ETP in the United States very briefly. And then the SEC pretty much banned it. Because the SEC has not been allowing any of the ETFs through in the United States. And then someone slipped an ETP through. And it was trading for like a week or two. And it was gaining lots of momentum. And then they pretty much said, no way. And they delisted it in the United States. So it's good news that we're seeing a Ripple ETP in Switzerland. And it keeps the hopes going that maybe one day we'll see a Bitcoin ETF in the United States. That's what the market was really hoping for in a lot of 2018. A lot of people thought that VanEck Solidex Bitcoin ETF like would be the next big hope for Bitcoin, because if you get a Bitcoin ETF, it opens the doors for institutional investment because it would be available on all the major stock trading platforms. So all the people that trade stocks could easily buy Bitcoin through such an ETF. And now they got something like that with Ripple in Switzerland. It's not the biggest news, but it's a sign that maybe things are changing and this is becoming more acceptable to have cryptocurrency basically listed on stock trading platforms. Moving on to the next story. Apparently Coinbase is offering a service where you could transfer money internationally with like Ripple or USD coin, USDC, which is like their stable coin. And it's just like pegged to the US dollar. So USDC is like literally worth $1 and it's run by Circle and Coinbase. Well, anyways, it's really funny to see this chart they have because it shows how long a bank transfer takes. It takes 1 or 2 business days to send money internationally with a bank transfer. And the fee is like $30 about. It could be a little more, a little less. And also, that's just on one side. Like, you got to double that because the person receiving, like, an international wire transfer has to pay, too. So it's like $60 probably on average, like, in total, is lost from the transaction. It takes 1 or 2 days. And then we see what Coinbase is showing for their service for Ripple. It takes 3 to 5 seconds to send money internationally instead of 1 or 2 days. The fee is less than 1 cent. So that's really funny to see that chart. And then they're showing for USD coin. It costs less than $1 and it takes 12 or 17 seconds to send money internationally. And Coinbase's service is actually pretty cool. It's like you send it to the destination with cryptocurrency like Ripple or USD coin. And then the person that receives it can actually redeem it in their native fiat currency. So it's just as good as any international money transfer, except it only takes a few seconds and it's very cheap. There's no excessive wire fees and it's really quick. And Bitcoin's the same way, by the way. You can send Bitcoin anywhere in the world. It'll be there like instantly, pretty much. It might take 10 minutes for a confirmation, technically, but if you use like a blockchain.com wallet, like an online wallet through blockchain.com, you could actually use the money instantly. You don't even have to wait for a confirmation usually. So Bitcoin could be instant, sent anywhere in the world, and the fee is like $1 or less, like almost all the time. Sometimes it's like as low as a few cents on like, you know, optimal days. So this shows the power of cryptocurrency for sending money around the world. Like, banks are very slow. They're like dinosaurs compared to cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is just absolutely the future for sending money. So we can hope one day that banks will integrate cryptocurrency technology, because if they do, then people will no longer have to wait for wire transfers, whether it's domestic or international. And that's what they should do. They should stop, you know, embracing this old system that takes days to send money and costs very high fees. They could literally really help their customers a lot if they just like used Bitcoin pretty much as the intermediary to send the money instantly. However, of course, banks only have a few ways of making money like on their customers. It's probably like through wire fees, also overdraft fees. They're probably unlikely to get rid of their wire transfer system because it makes them a lot of money. It's very lucrative. It adds up for all the customers all over the world, like, you know, $30 fee on each side of a wire transfer, and they probably don't want to get rid of that profit maker. But here's the thing, you have free will and free choice, so you could just use Bitcoin instead of using a bank and send money anywhere instantly. And this is part of the intrinsic value of Bitcoin. So we had Warren Buffett saying, oh, Bitcoin has no intrinsic value. I don't know why it's worth anything and it's going to be worth nothing. That's what Warren Buffett says. And he's like one of the top investors in history. He owns Berkshire Hathaway. He made like tons of money and people really listen to him. He's called the Oracle of Omaha. Well, anyways, here's the intrinsic value of Bitcoin, one of them. You could send it anywhere in the world instantly, and it's very secure, cryptographically secure, and it's, like, irreversible. So it's, like, a really strong payment method, whether you're sending it to your friend that's sitting next to you or you're sending it to the exact opposite side of the world, like Antarctica or China or something. It will get there 100% where you sent it and completely secure. So that's the intrinsic value of Bitcoin. Also, it's a decentralized network. It can't be shut down. So that's why Bitcoin has value. That's why we're seeing Bitcoin gain value a lot long-term. Right now, Bitcoin's $4,800, and that's not from a lack of value. It has intrinsic value. It's instant, decentralized, it can be sent anywhere in the world, and it's secure. And also, it can be used for anonymity purposes, and that's something banks don't really like. Not even Coinbase likes that anymore, but, you know, if someone wants to send money anonymously, Bitcoin is the way to go. Moving on to the next story. So I see this interesting chart in front of me. Since 1913, and 1913 was the year the Federal Reserve was created, the United States dollar has lost 96% of its value, believe it or not. So it's like lost almost all of its value since the Federal Reserve was created. The Federal Reserve is like the main bank of the world, pretty much. It controls the United States dollar. It's the only organization in the world that could print the United States dollar, and it has also other powerful measures to influence the economy through, like, the Fed funds rate and such. So anyways, the Federal Reserve is absolutely devalued, sucked the lifeblood out of the U.S. dollar. And this is another reason Bitcoin has intrinsic value. Since it's decentralized, it's like a computer algorithm that runs on every computer that runs a full node all around the world. And also, there has to be a consensus to change the rules of Bitcoin. And the consensus in general is like, no, we're not changing the rules of Bitcoin. Any even slight small rule change for Bitcoin that is proposed usually gets shut down and causes a lot of controversy, and Bitcoin stays the same. And that includes not printing Bitcoins at will. So there is Bitcoin mining. There are people securing the network and they earn a nice little Bitcoin revenue from securing the network. That's called Bitcoin mining. And over time, the Bitcoin mining is slowly decreasing, like every couple years or so. The amount of Bitcoins that are mined per block, it's halved. It started at 50 Bitcoins, then it went to 25, then to 12.5 Bitcoins. That's where it is now. And in May 2020, it'll be 6.25 Bitcoins. So basically, the supply of Bitcoin is capped at 21 million Bitcoins in total once all mining is complete. And that's all there is. The United States dollar is not that way. The Federal Reserve can print as much United States dollars as they want to, or as much as they are commanded to by the United States government. Of course, they're closely linked to the United States government. So if the U.S. government says we need to print $1 trillion, the Federal Reserve has to do it, pretty much. And that devalues the U.S. dollar. So we're seeing the U.S. dollar experience like massive inflation since the Federal Reserve was created and began printing money. And that's another reason Bitcoin will rise long-term, fiat inflation. So the U.S. dollar is the strongest fiat currency in the world still. There are some debates going on, maybe China's becoming the dominant power, but the U.S. dollar is definitively the most powerful fiat currency in the world, and even the U.S. dollar is losing value massively over the long term. This is 104 years of data, and literally it's lost 96% of its value in 104 years. So, and then combine the fiat inflation with the stock market situation. So we talked about on a past show recently how the bond yield curve is inverted, and that's usually a sign that the stock market will have a pretty bad bear market sometime in the next year or two. It doesn't happen instantly when the bond yield curve inverts. It's just a sign that it is going to happen in a year or two, that there will be a major stock recession. So if there's a major stock recession, what we saw during the last major stock recession in 2008 was they printed trillions of dollars. So as the stock market crashed really hard, the United States bailed out the corporations and the banks that were going bankrupt at that time because they said they were too big to fail. There was too many jobs at risk. and they were too important for the economy. In reality, they could have let them fail, and then we would have had a bunch of new, stronger companies rise up from the ashes. It's like a forest fire. So in a forest fire, the forest burns away, but then it paves the way for a bunch of new, stronger trees to grow up from that. And that's how the economy is, too. But this time, the Federal Reserve and the United States government, they basically dumped a bunch of water on that forest fire in 2008 during the Great Recession. And they didn't let it get all the way. So now the forest is all confused, and the new trees aren't really growing at all. Like, basically, they didn't give new companies a chance to rise up from that situation. They saved the banks and corporations that caused the crisis in the first place. So if we see another stock market crash, which is quite likely, actually, based on this bond yield curve inversion, then we are likely to see trillions of dollars printed again to save the economy. There's no reason to doubt that they will just do the same thing and save all the corporations and banks again in the event of another massive recession. So that will cause the US dollar to lose a bunch of value again. And as the US dollar loses value, Bitcoin gains value for multiple reasons. So in this scenario, stocks are crashing. First off, people will be investing in Bitcoin because Bitcoin will be a way to make money, even when the stocks are getting hammered and also bond rates are going to zero. So, yeah, Bitcoin will be one of the best options for investment, and people will see that, and it'll become like a feedback loop where people are investing in Bitcoin, causing Bitcoin's price to go up, and then more people invest in Bitcoin because of that. And then we're going to have the US dollar losing value, and that causes Bitcoin to go up. Also, because people will be like, okay, I can't hold my money in US dollars because it's losing so much value, so I'm going to put it in Bitcoin. And then we're going to have the block halving in May 2020. So we could be looking at like a trifecta of perfect conditions for a major Bitcoin rally in probably like a year or two, like probably before May 2020. So right now we're seeing this rally that we've had today. It is quite significant, but you know, hold your horses. This might not be the main rally. The stocks are still doing good. The stock market is near all-time highs, but showing lots of signs of weakness. There's lots of economic parameters that indicate weakness in the stock market. But the stock market is still at all-time highs, pretty much. So we're not, like, there yet. I don't think this is, like, the major Bitcoin rally that we've all been waiting for. It is coming, though. This might be a precursor sign that it is coming. The rally that we've seen in the past day might be from people that, like, could see ahead and really understand that Bitcoin's going to be great in the future. But this is probably not that major rally that brings us to new all-time highs. That being said, I think the conditions are setting up perfectly with potential for massive US dollar devaluation and then stock market crashing, bond yields going to zero, and also the block halving. We could be looking at a rally to all-time highs within a year or so, maybe a little over a year, sometime in the 1 or 2 year range. So that's something to look forward to, and we're going to monitor it every single day here at Crypto.IQ. So that's all I have for you today on this April 2nd, 2019 edition of the Crypto.IQ Daily Radio Show. Come back tomorrow for another exciting episode and go to Crypto.IQ for the most interesting stories in the Bitcoin and crypto space. And also join the Crypto.IQ trading desk. They made 314% profit since July, and that was before last night. I'm sure they made even more money last night. So even in the worst of the bear market, Crypto.IQ was making lots of profits at the trading desk. And now if there's going to be a bull market, I'm sure they're going to make even more money. So if you join that Crypto.IQ trading desk, you can see their trades in real time, and each trade comes with a full trade analysis, and you can ask them as many questions as you want in real time, and they'll answer all of your questions fairly quickly. So join that Crypto.IQ trading desk, and you can become an expert and profitable cryptocurrency trader in no time. This is your host, Space Marine, signing out. I remain in space.